Okay, lady, now let's get information. I say, okay, lady, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, let's revenge is your paper.
It is your girl, the thick writer chick. Hello, hello, hello. So, not too long ago, well, for me, the Super Bowl went off. I checked out after Usher. Not even sure who playing. I think the Chiefs and somebody else. But but for real though. So let's talk about this halftime show performance. Okay, first of all, kudos to Usher. Like, this guy has been entertaining us since elementary school and looks exactly the same. Like, the, you know, oh my God, the fact that he is still so fine at 45 is just insane. But let's get into it. So there have been mixed reviews online. I'm just gonna give my two cents, you know, and my little point of view, you know, whatever. But I enjoyed it. First of all, I did enjoy it. I just love that he is a true respecter of the craft, because in all honesty, he could have sung over, he could have lip synced, and I would have respected that still, because he came to entertain fully, which is, includes full choreography. That man was out there moonwalking on grass, like, so I would have totally understood if he, you know, sung over a track. But he wanted to give us the full Usher experience. However, since he put so much into the dancing, was the scene still good? Yes. But was it the main focus? No. You can tell most of his energy was going into the performance itself. For crying out loud, the man was on roller skates. Like, I was so... Am I the only person that was kind of holding their breath when he slid out there with them skates? Like, the dancers, okay. But him, I was like... Baby, be careful. Like, and he did the damn thing. Yeah. So, but anyway, let's start at the top. So, first of all, I love the Vegas theme. You know, he has been showing his ass in Vegas for the past year. So, I thought that was, like, so clever and so entertaining. He easily could have just walked around those dancers and sung. That's what I'm saying. He didn't have to give his all because he has paid his dues. Okay. But no, he wanted to give us a full show. He, you know, yes, we had contortionists. Yes, we had the showgirls and, you know, the dancers, but he still wanted, you know, he still came to do his thing too. So my only complaint about the Vegas bit, I really wish that the dancers were in uniform. That's just the director and me. You know, some had on tan, others had on silver. The guys who were doing the headstand thing were dressed like maitre d's. Like, if everybody would have had one color, I think it would have just made it pop and been so polished. Like, for instance, last year, Rihanna knew she wasn't finna be able to do too much, but everybody was in uniform and that looks polished. So, no shade. The dancers were still on point. I still love the Vegas bit. I just would have liked it more if everybody, you know, had on the same color. With the exception of Usher, I thought his little regal white fur pimp of the year outfit was so well done. And luckily it was layered, honey, because eventually he came about that shirt. Yay. But the Vegas bit, really did love it. I don't remember everything in order, so I'm just going to talk in general about the show. But I think the next bit was Alicia Keys. I'm not sure. I think so though. And her entrance was very beautiful. I think, I don't know if she was under a tarp and they just pulled it off of her like a car or what, but all I know is there was a big red piece of fabric and then she was sitting there at a red piano. Outfit was outfitting. For sure. Body was bodying. Like, Alicia has never been an ugly woman. Very attractive woman. And she looked beautiful. The voice, I guess it forgot it had to work today. I don't know. Here's my thing. And it's no shade whatsoever. I'm an Alicia fan. I wouldn't put her as like a top five, but I had songs in the A minor, you know. So I mean, I fucks with Alicia. But here's the thing. Alicia, girl, I'm sure Usher called you months ago. You knew this night was coming. Okay. You had one job, and I literally mean one. Ain't no new Alicia Keys music, so it ain't like you've been out here touring. The kids are practically grown, so it ain't like you just been at home stressed with a baby. What gives, sis? Your voice cracked twice. You had one job. And here's the thing. If you would have came and showed your ass, in a good way, your sales and all your shit on iTunes probably would have skyrocketed the next day. Ain't nobody finna pay for that. No. You know, no shade. I think she was so focused on the outfit. And I understand that as a woman, you want to make sure you're looking right. Because, you know, she up there. She about Usher age too. So I guess she had to make sure, you know, that she was coming correct. And I respect that. But, baby, the voice cracked twice. Maybe three times. And I guess Usher was just feeling so bad. He kept kind of over singing her parts and trying to help her along. But, hey. She ain't miss an opportunity to have her ass all up in his lap and be all hugged up. Oh, I can't hit the notes, but I shall put this ass in his lap. All right, sis. You know, I saw somebody on Facebook say her voice ain't been the same since she took that lady husband. Perhaps. And what them records said really ain't been hidden since then too. I don't know. Unthinkable. But she did look beautiful, and I guess just for future reference, if Usher ever invites you anywhere again, because you could have, if she had did it right, she could have got a spot on his tour. And that's canceled, sis. That's canceled. You ain't coming to Dallas. Nope. But she's a vocalist, so she know, baby. Olives, just, you know, nibble on them, get that juice on your throat, real lathered. Honey, tea. You a vocalist, you know, that shit should have been underneath the piano hood. Like, you got to stay ready to get ready. Like, you knew this day was coming. You weren't busy doing nothing else. There's no Alicia Keys music. There's no tours. There's no new people's husbands to steal. You got Swiss Beats. So, what were you, what happened? Where were your antennas for your one big night? I'm just saying. So, I'm just saying, no shade whatsoever. But, yeah, she was cute though. In the words of Aretha Franklin, beautiful gowns. You look nice. The vocal stayed home. Thank God for H.E.R. Thank goodness she was there. one thing she does not do is miss. I've never seen a YouTube video of her, or H.E.R. as I call her, fucking up vocally. I honestly think she could have just did the whole thing by herself. Like Alicia's part, her part, Jermaine Dupri's part. She could have just did it all. Because I love me some H.E.R. and she's extremely talented. Like she came out there. She can't, I mean, no shade to Alicia. I think she was more concerned with her performance as opposed to her look. She looked beautiful, very simple, well put together, rock and roll, you know, beautiful. But the guitar solo was it, you know, so she came to do what needs to be done. And everybody doesn't always do that, so. Again, no shade. I cannot express this enough. No shade. But, okay, so moving on. Yes, H.E.R. came out, did a beautiful guitar solo. Another complaint, and it's just because I wanted more from Usher, even though he gave it all. Like, you only get a little amount of time as it is. But, man, I don't think he sung any of the songs off of My Way. I mean, we got Superstar off of Confessions. I think he was trying to lean more into his pop, you know, the songs, the crossover, you know, the ones the white folks like. Or maybe he did and I missed it because they went by fast. Child, if you, there was no bathroom break. If you went to check a text, you know, he was on to the next song. Damn, Usher. Yeesh. Goddamn. You know, as soon as you, as soon as I put my hand in the air and started bobbing, he was on to the next song. I was like... But that's what happens when you have a full catalog. This man, Ben's, I think of You dropped in 1994. Like, them the real Usher fans, they know all the time I think of you. Hey, holding on to someone new. I've been rocking with Usher since then. So we're talking about a man that has been recording for a long time. So, and he makes hits. Not flops, hits. So it was hard to get everybody's favorite. And I think that was the idea. He just wanted to give us a tease, honey. Hello. Usher ain't no fool. He knew with this opportunity coming, he knew, A, I need to have some new music on deck. My Ninja just dropped a new album. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing yet. It's had mixed reviews. And on top of that, this tour, and he's coming to Dallas twice. So, from to my understanding, at first it was just one show, and then the girl just was like, he put another show up. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, like, he's trying to get these coins. I don't know. You know, I don't know if he's going to ease into retirement or what, but he Usher Raymond did not come to play this year. So I think the idea was just to give us a little taste and then bring your ass to the concert. And that's exactly what it made me want to do. I was pissed. I was waiting for, you know, Sold Me in My Face by Usher. And when I didn't get him, I was like, well, I guess I had to see him in Dallas because I enjoyed that. Like, this is nice. I would love to see this in person. And honestly, I had to see what the tickets are looking like, but I would love a VIP. Like, I want to meet him, like, you know, get the Keke Palmer treatment. Can I sit close enough where I can get grinded on, you know? I will pay the monies for that. But I gotta see what the tickets look like first. But back to the show. So I think that was the idea, that he just wanted to give us a snippet to encourage you to bring your ass to the tour. Even if you don't buy the CD, I know you love these old songs. Bring ass. And I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring our asses. Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. That's the intention. I can't, unless money is funny or something happens, and I see myself being there. I already missed him in Vegas. So, I mean, you know, he's going to be 35 minutes away. Dallas, I mean, I can pull up, you know. I can pull up. But, okay, so then H.E.R. comes out. Then we have the roller skating. Now, that was uniform. Very precise. Very, it could have went so wrong. That could have went wrong as fuck. And it was perfect. And not only were there skaters, Usher skated too. I just love him. He takes the craft so personal and so serious. Absolutely love. He respects it so much. And he loves his fans. I just don't believe he believes in half-assing at all. I really wish Beyonce would have came up about them stands and they could have did Love in This Club remix together. That would have been nice. Talk about world stopping. But my good sister, you get this commercial. That's all you get. Actually it's not, we'll talk about that later, but we get Yeah, I guess that's like his national anthem. And Lil Jon comes out, Jermaine Dupri comes out, and I'm not really sure what exactly I can't even find the words. I'm not sure what look Jermaine Dupri was going for. It was definitely channeling CeeLo Green. I actually thought that was CeeLo Green. You know, it gave first, you know, I don't know, first Sunday Easter speech, 1983, with the ruffled socks and the little, you know, it just gave, take your time, baby, take your time. Like, you could just see the church mothers encouraging him to finish his Easter speech. I don't know what wardrobe was thinking. I have never seen him dressed like that. I do not know if it was, maybe it's a religious thing. I'm gonna feel bad. Maybe it's like, I don't know, child. I thought he was a Christian. I don't know. I don't know what that outfit was about. It was terrible. But hey, you know, it was so, here's the thing. Usher didn't have to bring out no motherfucking body. He Usher. We did not need them people. It was kind and decent of him. And he cares enough about his fans and just is that type of nigga to even bring them people out. We didn't really need Alicia Keys. We definitely didn't need H.E.R. I think they got a newer song together, but that's not even what she was doing. Like, we most definitely did not need Jermaine Dupri. So, like, the fact that he was like, I'm gonna give y'all me and I'm gonna give y'all some extra. And maybe it's because he loves his fans, or maybe it's because he just wants us to buy them tickets. Either way, it was a great show. So Jermaine Dupri, I still, maybe on the internet, he will say what exactly the theme was that he was going for with this outfit in particular. I don't know, like between the ruffle socks and the tuxedo top with shorts. I just like a stud going to prom. I just wasn't really sure what exactly was the goal, you know. I don't know. I hope this wasn't how he's trying to win Janet back. I don't know. Like, maybe he's in mourning for their relationship still. I have no idea. It might have been a political statement. I don't know. But with that being said, So moving on. So yeah, then we get Luda and we get Little John. You know, Luda's got the fro. They've got on, and shout out to Usher with these wardrobes. Like, even Beyonce didn't change wardrobes. Like, he came to give y'all a full production. And again, I don't know if it's because he loves us so much or he just wants us to buy the motherfucking tickets. But 3 wardrobe changes in like a 12-minute set is unfucking heard of. Like, what is he moonlight as a drag queen? He gave full production. Okay. I don't even remember. I was just waiting. Once he took the wife beater off, I was fine with that. Like, you didn't have to change ever again if you don't want to. This is fine. You can wear that to the tour. But he came back out with the blue and black bodysuit to match the roller skating. And I was just like, they put a little hat on him for the 8-town. You know, y'all remember? You remember 2004? You were there. And yeah, they put the hat on him to the side. You know, just very 8-town, very Atlanta. I truly appreciated it all. He really gave us production, real dancing, singing. Like, give it up for the you, for real, for real. What else? Okay. So he did that. We did the wardrobe change, Pimp C outfit, Alicia Keys. Oh man, we had the jokes for her online. Like, it was like, you know, she's looking good in her all red, which is the traditional color for home wreckers. You know, keep it El Diablo. Keep it close to hell. You know. Lord. You know, so she sold her soul. She got a rep everywhere she go. Like, I'm just kidding. I don't know what that lady did to get that man. I don't know. You know, maybe, like I said, honey, lemon. Stay away from cold stuff. But of someone who's been doing music for, say, 20 plus years would know this. So I'm just trying to see how you fucked this up. How? I'm still confused. But at least the outfit was nice, you know. Now everybody, and might I add, they were a bit booed up. But can you blame her? It's Usher. And he, to me, in the pictures, he looks sweaty. I don't think I would have wanted, well, let me stop. Let me quit the faking. I don't like sweaty people up on me, but for Usher Raymond, I most definitely make an exception. You hear me, my nigga? Like, it's Usher. You can rain on me like Ashanti with that sweat. I don't care. So I understand. And everybody like, ooh, Swizz Beatz gonna be waiting for him. And for what, nigga? With your baby. How did you get her? Oh, okay. And if you happen to lose her the same way, well, at least it was to a better man than you. But, I mean, I don't think Usher's checking for her. I think if he wanted to have Alicia, he could have been had her. So maybe they, you know, just trying to sell it. It's a performance. Usher is a thespian, you know. He actually does act too, in case y'all forgot. And he's a better actor than Beyonce. No shade. None of the shade. Just saying. So I wonder, is he wrapping it up and retiring and easing his way into acting? He could. He kind of stepped away from it. He did like, what, 4 or 5 films? Not, maybe not that many. 3-4 films in the late 90s, early 2000. And then he just kind of stepped away from acting, I think. I'm trying to think of the last movie he was in. So maybe that's the turn of life he's trying to hit us with. Who knows, you know? But it was definitely good to see him. And a lot of people are disappointed because why have all three of them and not do Lovers and Friends? Uh-uh, bitch. You gotta buy the tickets. It was that has to be what it was. Because first of all, the catalog is too long to fit 30 years of hits. In a 10-minute, I don't even know how long it was. It felt like it went by so quick. Boo. But, yeah, you can only fit so many hits in that amount of time. And, you know, I think it would have been you gotta come. You gotta come to the show to see that. I respect it. Good marketing tool. Because that's what it did. It gave you just enough to be like, damn, that was short. Now I got to go see how much the tickets cost. I respect it. I see you, Usher. See you. I would like to see you in person as well. Well, I guess I better moonlight, maybe pick up a second job, go shake some ass or something. It depends. If them tickets are anything like Beyonce tickets. Whew. But yes, now that this has happened, y'all remember a few years ago when they were doing verses, when we was locked inside the house and y'all kept jumping on the internet and swearing to God that cultural appropriating white boy Justin Timberlake could give Usher the blues? Stop. Don't ever in your motherfucking life say that shit again. Oh, Justin Timberlake, Chris Brown. Excuse me. Don't y'all ever, in y'all young to middle-aged lives, get on this internet again and compare the Usher fucking Raymond to that damn crackhead that y'all won't let go of, Chris Brown. Do not ever think that Chris Cocaine Brown holds a candle anywhere near Usher Raymond. Not in looks, not in performance, not in catalog, and damn sure not in personality. And don't do it no more. That's all I'm saying. He couldn't even beat Usher in a fight. Had to get his damn security to jump on him. Y'all almost forgot about that. Fuck Chris Brown. He will never be Usher. Period. There's that. And the white boy, come on now. The only person that really was holding a candle to him has now kind of eased into the retirement part of his career. And that's Elgin Lumpkin. It's Genuine. I'm just being real. In Genuine's heyday, that was the only person that really gave him competition. Genuine has kind of, he's aged gracefully and is not really releasing new music. So now, I guess he's not considered competition anymore. Y'all got to find some and y'all just scrambling. You're like, ooh, Justin Timberlake. Ooh, Chris Brown. Don't do it, baby. It's going to be enough for me. No. And I'm so glad he's getting the flowers that he deserves because he has put in the work. Here's the thing about Usher. Beyonce takes breaks to do her thing. But I will say she and Usher stay pretty consistent with releasing new music that still charts. Probably every, I wouldn't even say 5 years. I got to go look at his discography. At least every 2 to 3 years, Usher is dropping new music. And it still does, but it's still churning. It might not be as huge as My Way, but he is still, what? Find you somebody else to play with. Justin Timberlake. Cry Me a River? What? And people were saying this after the Janet Jackson thing. Like, I thought we was done with him then. Okay, let me pause. I'm not a Justin Timberlake hater because there is no Justin Timberlake album that I've heard that don't slap. Okay, period. Even The Man in the Wilderness, all of them jam. But Holds a Candle to Usher Raymond? No. Only one of them needed a group to get famous. Wasn't Usher. And if he did have a group, I'm sure he wouldn't have shitted on them the way your boy did NSYNC. But anywho. So, long story short, he gave us a bomb ass show. He did the best he could. I would have been my only complaints, I would have been fine with him singing over a track. Do what you really love, which is the dancing part. You know, but I really appreciate that he did want to give us both. Because he wasn't doing a one and two. And my boy was fuck a set change. Or just forget changing outfits. This man went from sneakers to roller skates and back out and back in the sneakers. Boom, boom, boom. Mind you, this show is only like 10 minutes long. If that long. It felt awful fast. And he didn't miss a beat. Nobody flubbed up. Nobody tripped. The only person out there fucking up was Alicia Keys. He did the damn thing. So I will be at the concert. And I know, like I said earlier, we were talking about my good sis. So Beyonce was there. Looking pretty. And she did a really cute, I think it was Verizon commercial. They probably are bankrupt now. How much did that cost? But and in true Beyonce fashion, she dropped two new country songs and I listened to them both. I'm an eclectic girly. I don't just listen to one genre, and I'm a huge country fan. It is a deep and really let me just say it this way. Since I'm a writer, I listen for lyrics. I listen for words. And country music tells beautiful stories. So I love it. I'm a huge, like, Dolly Parton's on my top five. You know, Patsy Cline. You know, the Dixie Chicks. Well, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks. You know, Chris Rice. Country be getting down. And it's beautiful to see that Beyonce, putting her toe in it again. Because she did... what was it called? My Daddy Said Shoot with the Chicks. And also performed at the Country Music Awards and did that song with them. One thing I like that she does that Kay Michelle does not do is fake a deep-ass country yodel accent when she sings. You don't have to sing like this to sing a country song. She just sings in her regular voice. And Kay Michelle could do the same. But people took her album as a joke because you were trying to do a lot of this and that. Like, how you talk or you sing. So hopefully Beyonce can show how to do it right. I know she's somewhere fighting the air, probably finna hop on the Breakfast Club. I'm like, I did this shit first. Okay. You did, and you made a mockery of the genre. It reminds me of like, what's her name? When she raps. Iggy Azalea. Whole Australian hoe. Over here rapping like some southern-based woman from Atlanta, Georgia, just spitting in the face of the genre. Sis, please. We probably would have respected your raps in your Australian little accent. But people do what they have to do to fend for the genre. I do hope that Beyonce does not take that route on any of her songs. The two I listened to were actually really nice. I liked the Texas Hold'em. That was cute. The 16 Carriages was a little more in-depth, a little more emotional. Now, Beyonce doesn't really do features. She might do a sample, but she really doesn't do features outside of like Jay-Z. I think if she's going to dibble in, well, she already, she did, My Daddy Shoot. But I would love to see her work with country giants on this project. And I know what she's doing. She's coming for that album of the year. And I don't know if this is on purpose or not, but wouldn't it be something to take Little Miss Taylor's original genre and flip her on her ass and her own shit? Not that it's a competition. Because as you can see from this some people just have to work harder. But that would be quite the chuckle, you know. The genre that you had to get away from to be super successful, I'm dabbling in to get what I deserve. Crazy. And what it shows is her range. Like, this sister, she's so much more than just R&B. She then eased her way into pop. She then did House and Vogue, and now she's coming around the country. Oh, at least we forget Afrobeats. Like, they don't call her the queen for fucking nothing. You don't have to like her to acknowledge that she is the motherfucking James Brown of her shit. And she don't have to be. She could literally pay us in dust, and it would be understandable. And I would have absolutely loved, and probably, I don't think we would have been able to handle if she got out there and did Love in This Club remix with Usher. She said she's giving us enough. Like, nah, we got a commercial. And also, nah, I didn't. I wonder, did he ask? It would have been nice. That's all I'm saying. It would have been, fuck Alicia Keys. If ain't nobody come out with Beyonce, that would have been shut the world down, you know. But, and I guess she's all Super Bowled out, so. But anyway, that is my take on the show. I was entertained. There were lots of, you know, and then there's some people that no matter what, if they see a lot of people liking it, here they go trying to be that rabble. Well, I give it a 6 out of 10. I give it a 4. It was meh. And then you ask them about their discography, who they like, and it's so pathetic. It's just not even funny. But there will always be those few that feel like they're rebels and going against the grain, and I gotta have, like, you just ruin good things. Because when I don't like stuff, I don't really too much to post about it. I just post about stuff I like, which is, you know, kind of what people with sense do. But I enjoyed Usher. I said the few complaints I had, and they were few. Alicia Keys is the biggest complaint. I don't know who put her on the roster. If she has been drunk all week and forgot that she had a show this weekend. But she was not prepared at all. Just at all. And I'm just a showgirl. I'm a theater person. I'm a director. I would have loved to see uniformity all around. You know. But the skaters were uniform. So I'll take it. But honestly, I really enjoyed it. I'm glad to see my boo Usher getting his flowers. He looked great. He did great. Baby. Even with that shirt. He took that shirt off, girl. Usher has been cutting up. He already did his Skims campaign, you know, with him and the draws in the skin tone, skimmy draws. And I see you, Usher. Is he single? Not saying that I have a chance in Hades, but I mean, I just wonder, you know. I'm still team him and Chili. Like, I feel, you know, she's out there with the some white boy. But anyway, I would definitely say spin the block. He's older now. He has matured. But yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to all the guests that he brought out. You know, he said he brought the A to the world. And I think that's really endearing of him and very what's up of him. With a catalog as good as his and as long as his. You know, a Super Bowl halftime show, he wouldn't be able to do too much justice with that anyway. Did it feel rushed? I mean, not rushed, but like, he would go, as soon as you start jamming one song, he would go to the next. But it's just because he has so many good ones to choose from. So, and also, this is just a taste tester, sis. This is not the whole wedding cake. This is just, you know, how you come and taste the wedding cakes to see which one you're going to get. Buy the tickets if you want the cake. That's all Usher is saying. That's my time. Good night, everyone. Peace.